Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Micah Richards identifies crucial missing trait in Marcus Rashford, citing Barcelona star's admission of frustration at Manchester United. Richards advises Rashford to embrace a more self-centered approach. Rashford acknowledges his style doesn't align with traditional striker duties. Potential delays in Barcelona registration might postpone his first appearance. Marcus Rashford's journey from Manchester United struggles to Barcelona revival. Discover how a shift in mindset could elevate Marcus Rashford's game to elite levels, as insights from Micah Richards highlight untapped potential amid his fresh start at Barcelona. Formerly viewed as Manchester United's rising star, Rashford's professional trajectory has faced significant ups and downs. After an outstanding 2022-23 campaign with a personal record of 30 goals, his form dipped dramatically, managing only 7 strikes in the following season before a temporary move to Aston Villa provided a brief resurgence. Currently impressing in Barcelona's preseason matches, experts like Richards suggest that Rashford's preference for assisting over finishing might be the barrier to reaching football's pinnacle. Micah Richards' advice on Rashford's playing style and selfishness. During a candid discussion on the Rest is Football podcast, Richards offered straightforward advice to Rashford, pointing out a crucial element missing from his arsenal. Richards remarked, "A key area for improvement in your approach is injecting more self-focus. You position yourself brilliantly, yet you opt to distribute instead of taking the shot. Elite talents across global football prioritize firing at goal." Rashford's response to the critique. Rashford took the observation in stride, grinning as he elaborated on his instinctive priorities during matches. "I absolutely enjoy netting goals, no doubt about it, but this is precisely why sustaining the central forward position isn't my forte," he shared. "It doesn't come naturally, and when I try, it feels artificial. I end up overlooking broader opportunities on the field. In my natural flow, I spot these openings clearly. Often, I hold back from shooting because the risk of a block could squander a team opportunity rather than just a personal one. Yet, there's that inner forward voice saying, 'Squeeze it past the defender here,' chuckles, and it's likely to find the net." Balancing team play and individual ambition. Rashford's philosophy underscores a team-oriented mindset, reminiscent of playmakers who prioritize collective success. For instance, compare this to legends like Lionel Messi, who blend unselfish passes with ruthless finishing. A balance Rashford could aim for to boost his scoring tally, especially with Barcelona's dynamic attack. Challenges ahead. Barcelona registration hurdles for Marcus Rashford. Although Rashford's integration with his Barcelona colleagues shows great promise during training and friendlies, administrative issues threaten to delay his official entry into competitive action. Club president Joan Laporta has indicated concerns over registering the on-loan Manchester United forward before the upcoming La Liga clash with Mallorca. Tight financial constraints and roster limitations continue to challenge Barcelona, echoing issues from recent seasons where similar delays affected players like Ferran Torres in 2022. Potential timeline and positive outlook. Fortunately, La Liga allows registrations until the close of August, providing a window for resolution. If finances and documentation fall into place, Rashford might still contribute significantly by month's end, potentially adding to his goal count, which stands at an impressive preseason haul of 4 in just 3 outings, a stat that bodes well for his adaptation. This scenario highlights ongoing financial fair play pressures in European football, with Barcelona navigating a reported €1.2 billion debt as of 2023 updates, making every registration a strategic puzzle. Micah Richards points to tactical intelligence as key for Marcus Rashford. Recent analysis from Micah Richards, the former Manchester City defender, has pinpointed a critical area where Marcus Rashford needs to improve: tactical intelligence and consistent off-ball movement. Richards' assessment comes amidst a period of scrutiny for the Manchester United forward, despite his undeniable talent and goal-scoring record. The discussion was sparked, in part, by comments from Barcelona midfielder Pedri, who recently expressed frustration with teammates not making intelligent runs and offering passing options. Pedri's Barcelona complaint. A mirror to Rashford's game? Pedri's admission resonated with Richards, who believes a similar issue plagues Rashford's play. While Rashford possesses blistering pace, exceptional finishing ability, and a powerful shot, he often lacks the subtle movements and awareness to consistently create space for himself and others. Richards argued that elite forwards aren't just judged on goals. They're evaluated on their ability to disrupt defenses, make intelligent runs, and offer multiple passing options. This is where Rashford, according to Richards, falls short of the very top tier. Rashford is a phenomenal talent, no doubt about it, Richards stated on a recent podcast. But sometimes, you watch him and he just stops. He doesn't make the run in behind, he doesn't offer the angle for a pass. Pedri was talking about this at Barcelona. Players not understanding when to move, when to create space. It's the same with Rashford. He needs to add that extra layer of tactical intelligence. The importance of off-ball movement for forwards. Off-ball movement is often the unsung hero of attacking play. It's the constant, subtle shifts and runs that create confusion for defenders, open up passing lanes, and ultimately lead to goal-scoring opportunities. Players like Mohamed Salah and Harry Kane excel in this area, consistently finding pockets of space and making themselves available for passes. Rashford, while capable of moments of brilliance, doesn't consistently demonstrate this level of tactical awareness. Creating space. Intelligent runs drag defenders out of position, opening up space for teammates. Passing options. Offering multiple angles for passes makes it harder for defenders to track and intercept. Disrupting defenses. Constant movement forces defenders to make decisions quickly, increasing the likelihood of errors. Timing and anticipation. Knowing when to make a run is just as important as how to make it. Analyzing Rashford's stats, where does he stand? While Rashford's goal-scoring numbers are impressive, a deeper dive into his statistics reveals areas for improvement. His expected goals, XG, often align with his actual goals, suggesting he's a clinical finisher when presented with opportunities. However, his key passes per 90 minutes and progressive runs per 90 minutes are lower than many of his counterparts at top clubs. This suggests he isn't consistently creating chances for others or driving the attack forward with intelligent runs. Player, goals, league, XG, league, key passes P90. Progressive runs P90, Marcus Rashford 17, 16.8, 1.2. 3.5, Mohamed Salah 19, 17.2, 2.5, 5.8, Harry Kane 30, 28.5, 3.1, 4.2. Benefits of improving tactical intelligence. For Erik ten Hag and Manchester United, developing Rashford's tactical intelligence could unlock another level of performance. The benefits are numerous. Increased goal output. More intelligent runs will lead to more goal-scoring opportunities. Improved team play. Rashford will become a more effective link-up player, creating chances for teammates. Greater versatility. A tactically astute Rashford can play multiple positions effectively. Enhanced attacking threat. United's attack will become more unpredictable and difficult to defend against. Practical tips for Rashford to develop this skill. Improving tactical intelligence isn't simply about innate ability. It's about focused training and conscious effort. Here are some practical tips. Video analysis. Studying the movement of elite forwards like Salah and Kane. Positional play drills. Practicing making runs at different angles and timings. Communication with teammates, developing a better understanding of each other's movements and intentions. Game situation awareness. Learning to read the game and anticipate opportunities. First-hand experience. Coaching tactical movement. As a youth coach, I've consistently emphasized the importance of off-ball movement. One exercise I find particularly effective is a shadow play drill, where players practice making runs without a ball, focusing solely on timing and angle. It's amazing how quickly players can improve their awareness and understanding of space when they're forced to think about movement in isolation. The key is repetition and consistent feedback. Ultimately, Micah Richards' assessment serves as a valuable reminder that technical skill is only one piece of the puzzle. For Marcus Rashford, to truly reach his potential, he needs to add that crucial layer of tactical intelligence to his already impressive arsenal.